Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Bobsy Twins. It's going to be a chill cast today because I am tired. Come over. You got to sit near me. Here, I'll sit over here. Sorry, Sam Hall's like across this like table and she's being rude. Now I'm cold, hot. So you got to shoot your chair close to me. Sorry, guys. A little technical difficulty. Okay.
Right here on the table.
Hi.
Hello, it's me, Sim Hall, your favorite, of course.
Incorrect.
We just finished practice and very tired.
We run cross country. That means we run long distance.
Yeah.
We had a 45-minute run today.
Yep. And kind of winded. And oh yeah, today was the last day of school. Woo. Party.
Junior year over.
Senior season. Now I got to do a college stuff.
Yay. Mm-hmm. If any of you are admissions counselors, hit us up.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for that.
Remember, send a DM to Samhall under...
School. Dot.
Samhall dot asphalt. That is Samhall dot asfaw. Samhall dot asphalt. Shoot us a DM. Anything. Your thoughts, your comments, a question. I need advice. Let us know.
Jalen could be a future salesperson.
Thank you, Sam Hall. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Ditch computer science. Ditch all of that for sales.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. At retail.
You can do sell computers.
Perfect. At Best Buy?
Yeah, at Best Buy. I want to be a geek squad. Minnie doing?
Is a dog. It's Jalen's dog.
Minnie messed up.
She's smart. Jalen almost fell. Funny.
Okay, so first up on our docket is Yes, Yes, Yes. And that's a segment where we discuss things we like. Sam Hall, this week, what do you like? What are you into? A song? A celeb?
Oh, if you Google it on YouTube, I've been obsessed. Been seeing it, you know, in the bathroom, in the shower.
In the bathroom?
That's where the shower is. It's Google it on YouTube. It's I Wrote a Song and it's by a girl named, I'm pretty sure, Tate.
Yeah, and Tate McRae.
Yes. Beautiful song. Amazing.
It came out like a long time ago.
You know
ago.
What? I just listened to it. I just found it. So it's my favorite.
The title is I Wrote a Song, I think. And yeah. It came out like 8 months ago.
Yeah. Like, she has it on Spotify and it's called One Day. It's about a romance between a girl and a guy. It's very cute.
A romance?
A romance. It's very good. What is yours?
I saw an interview with Galen Rupp.
If you did not know who this is, that is a famous runner.
Yeah, he's about to run the Chicago Marathon. So, well, not like about to, but like in the fall time, he'll be running it. And he's doing some press. And I'm really surprised because usually he does not do press.
He's going out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, he's going out of his comfort zone, guys. I appreciate it. I'm here for it. Sam Hall, what do you think? Is he going to win Boston? I mean,
who else is
what
he
am
versing?
I talking about?
Mo?
Is he going to win Chicago?
Is he versing Mo with it?
Mo was like, I may run it. If you can't see me, I'm sticking my tongue out, you know, trying to be like sneaky. So yeah, we don't know.
Oh, well, if I don't. Okay.
Let's hypothetically, Mo is racing. Who wins? Okay, Galen has a faster marathon PR, and as well as Galen has run more marathons, Galen has the bronze medal. He won Chicago last year. He got second at Boston. He won the U.S. American Trials. So what do you think? Mo has run two marathons. First marathon was 208. Second marathon's 206 and up in London. He got third place at London. I don't know, like 10th place for the first marathon. What are you thinking?
You know, I'm going to go with Mo just because I have to oppose you.
You don't have to oppose me.
No, but I
think
like
we're better
more,
when we work together.
More interesting conversation.
No, you could just say yes.
I'm going to... For all our fans out there whose team...
team hashtag Mo.
Hashtag team Sam Hall. We're going for Mo.
Hashtag team Jalen, and that's hashtag TEAMJAL.
Wow.
YN.
I didn't know how to spell team.
They don't know how to spell Jalen. I got to spell both. So just tweet it, Snapchat it, Instagram it, Facebook it, Grindr it. Whatever you want to do.
I don't think that's how that Grindr works.
You don't know. You've never been on.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, tell me more about what was happening.
What was happening? What? I cannot say that.
We just don't say his name.
Okay, so
story time. Okay, this time. Is the story time section of our podcast. You know, like, story time on YouTube, this is that.
Okay. Minnie, what are you doing?
Minnie's kind of, she's just walking around this chair. She's
not very smart. Okay. So, there is, let's say there's a guy named...
Susan.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay, so...
Jimmy's what I call my favorite character on Criminal Minds. His real name is Dr. Reed.
He's not cute.
Julian, yes, he is.
Okay, so Jimmy, so, you know, this past week, so Jimmy is a really nice person. He, just super nice. Like, he's a genuine guy. And fun fact of the day, he is gay. That rhymed. You know me, just being a rapper. Anyway.
Yeah, he really just rapped there.
Oh, so basically, he doesn't go on this app very often, but he was, quote-unquote, feeling somewhat lonely, so...
Quote-unquote.
That's what he said. And so, Jimmy downloaded Grindr. He downloaded Grindr, like, 3 years ago, but he deleted it through times. And so he, you know, downloaded it again, and he was just, you know what you should do on Grindr, you,
Grind.
That's cringy. But, you know, you scoping, right? You're looking for your new someone. And so... He, at the current moment, is 17, about to go on 18, and he found...
Oh, my God, I'm about to be 18.
Whoa.
I'm going to keep going.
And I'm about to be 17. Okay. And so, he found this guy. He is, let's say, what's his name?
Susan.
No, let's go Billy. With,
Bill. James.
Jason.
Jason yeah. Derulo.
So, Jason, so, Ryan, Jimmy.
I can't edit this. I don't know how. Bleep.
And so.
Wait, is explicit, does that mean it has cuss words or does not?
Explicit does have cuss words.
Okay, we gotta turn, there's a setting and you have to turn it on if you're non-explicit. And we're non-explicit.
We are explicit? No, we're not. Yeah, we're not.
You're non-explicit, yeah. Right? Okay, yeah. I gotta turn that setting on. Remind me after. Okay keep going.
And... So, Jimmy, you know, found Jason.
Jason,
on, right? And so, I don't really go on Grindr, so I don't really know what you do. Don't. So, I guess you just shoot a message, if that's the thing. So, he shot a message, you know, chatted for a bit. And right away, Jason gave his Snapchat to Jimmy. And Jimmy thought, like, that was, like, right off the bat for Jimmy, that was, like, a good move, as in, like, I don't know. It was like, I don't know. For him, he thought it was a good move that it was more.
What is she doing? Minnie.
Minnie's just being dumb. Sidetrack. Sorry, guys. And so, we started Snapchatting. They were. You're not doing. Yeah, they weren't doing anything like, you know, it wasn't like promiscuous. It wasn't like nudes or something. It was just like chatting, right? And they figured out that they live about 20 minutes away from each other. And so they were like, this is crazy. This is a coincidence. Right.
Well, on Grindr, don't you put your like location?
Huh? Well, no, they Snapchat. They're talking.
Well, like on Grindr, when they first found each other, don't you put in your location?
I don't think you would. Like Tinder. Some people might. Some people won't. You know what I mean?
Well, they find people that are close to you.
You know, I don't know. You know, I didn't. I don't go on Grindr, guys. So anyway, they realize they're in 20, like 30 minute, like distance from each other. So it just really wasn't that far. And he's like, "This is perfect." And like, guys, let me tell you. Jason is so good looking. I was so happy for Jimmy, right? I was like, you know, go you, Jimmy. Like, and so then this happened in a very short time span. And so Jimmy realized that Jason was from Wisconsin. And so he came to LA for vacay in like a beautiful area. I don't want to say the city, but
we already said what high school we went to in the last podcast.
That's true. Okay, so Jason lived near like, or he came to visit, and his house was like Malibu near Agora near Calabasas. It was kind of like in the
center. Those are three very different locations.
Yeah, but it was like the corners of those three locations.
So a little bit inland from Malibu towards Calabasas.
Yeah.
Okay. Calabasas is where the Kardashians live.
Fun fact of
the day. Just saying. We have never seen. So bougie. Guys, quick story time. Quick side note to the story time. Speaking of the Kardashians, Sam Hall's dad, he's a part-time Uber driver, and he's driven around Kanye West. He's driven around Justin Bieber, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, he lied about driving around Justin Bieber. And he says he does not like Kanye West. So, just saying.
Me neither.
Yeah, Sam Hall does also not like him. He also said that slavery was a choice. Sam Hall does not agree.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam Hall, keep going. Sorry, okay. Quick story time, side note.
All right, so, what was it? Jimmy. So, they were chatting, and, like, it was, like, a genuine conversation, and it was more than something, like, that Jimmy thought. Like, he was like, okay, like, this is crazy. Jason's here for 1 week in LA while he lives in Wisconsin. But, like, Jason is, like, such, like, a nice guy. Like, he's smart. He's going to call. So, like, and the thing is, like.
Wait, Jason's smart or Jimmy?
Jason. Jason's, like, the guy on Grindr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jimmy is...
You said Jimmy.
Oh, I meant Jason. Both of them are smart, but Jason was, like, really smart, right? And so he's also athletic. And so Jason is going... He just graduated, and he's 18. But also, Jimmy's in junior year, but he's, like, basically almost 18. So, like, there's even though they're different grades, they're basically same age. So, like, it's not weird. Anyway...
Even if there would only be a 1 year.
Yeah, and that would be bad. And so Jason is going to University of Wisconsin and playing lacrosse there. So he's good.
That's so cool.
Right, I know.
University of Wisconsin and cross country, they have some good guys.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, Jerry Schumacher used to coach there. Evan Jaeger came with there. Evan Jaeger, you know Evan Jaeger. Yeah. He said his freshman year there, and then Jerry Schumacher was like, I'm going to Oregon, gonna become a professional coach, you wanna come? And
oh, I like, stole the
bye-bye education, let's go. Yeah, story time.
When you stole your someone's athlete.
Well, technically, he was his athlete.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so Jason's like a stellar guy. And so Jimmy was like, this is like crazy, but it was like, it was bittersweet because regardless in the end, Jimmy knew that Jason will be going to Wisconsin at the end of the week. And so Jason hit up Jimmy and was like, hey, like on Snapchat, like, do you possibly want to come over? And so Jimmy was like, yes, like, of course, like, I do want to come over, like, let's just like actually see each other instead of just like chatting on Snapchat, because it's kind of like sus, you know, after a point in time. And so Jimmy really liked the fact that Jason was like actually like reaching out and not just like hiding behind the screen. And so, but this was the complicated part. This is where it kind of went to an extreme where you might have differing opinions of how this goes. So again, Jimmy again is a really, really nice guy, and he doesn't really do like bad things.
No, that he's makes very straight.
Yeah.
He's not straight edge.
He's gay. So, yeah, but he's, like, very, like, he's very, like a really,
doesn't
like,
drink, doesn't no, do drugs, mm-hmm, doesn't go no. to parties.
Yeah, he's very, like.
He's on dance teams.
Yeah. Anyway, and so they're, like, okay, how's this gonna work, right? Because Jimmy has a problem where his dad is homophobic, and then the mom, like, his mom is, like, on the fence. Like, it's not like a very like
I've never seen Jimmy's dad before.
Me neither. But they're like he's on the fence. Like she's on the mom is on the fence.
Has he come out to them?
I'm pretty sure they know, but it's like not very like supported. Sucks. Yeah. Anyway, so that was like the big complicated part, because he couldn't just say, hey, gonna meet her, like, just in general, not the fact that like it was like a guy, but the fact that like I'm meeting some guy online.
Yeah, that's really weird. Even if it was like another girl, that'd be like
yeah. So that was, you know, the hard part. And so this is where it gets a little scandy. So Jimmy really wanted to meet Jason, and of so course. Jason was like, okay, I really, really want to meet you too. And like Jimmy was gonna go to Jason's house because he was. And his family, Jason's parents and family are super, super, like, welcoming, and they totally understand. And, like, they know their son is gay. So, it was, like, it was all good. So, Jimmy was, said to his dad, hey, like, I have a friend from Westlake named Jason, and he's having a graduation party, and he invited me. I was wondering if I can go. And so Jimmy's dad was like, okay, like, that's fine, graduation party sounds good. And I think no one could take him, so his dad offered for Lyft, but he was like, if you have to do Lyft, like, I'm gonna only pay for like a little bit of it, but you have to pay the rest. And so Jimmy was like, okay, that's totally fine, like, understandable. The fee was 17 there and 17 back, so it was kind of
not that bad.
It wasn't that bad. It was like 30,
especially all the way to Calabasas.
Yeah, that's really not that bad.
Yeah. We live about like 30 to 40 minutes away.
But I think Jimmy lives near Westlake area, so it's kind of short.
You just said he lives inland from Malibu.
No, Jimmy.
Yeah, you said Jimmy lived inland from Malibu.
Jason lives in Malibu.
Oh, well, I thought Jimmy was going to Jason's house.
Jimmy is going to Jason's house. Yeah. Jason's house is in Malibu. Jimmy lives near Westlake. Jason is a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or the guy from Grindr. And Jimmy's the one that goes to our school.
Yeah. No, I'm confused because you said it was only $17 to drive.
Yeah, I know. That's what Jimmy told me. So that's what I'm going through.
Okay. Right? So not that bad.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, in the end, it was just like, it wasn't bad. And Jimmy was like, understandable, got it, great. Mm-hmm. And his dad was totally on board on this lie. And so the one problem was that also, even though Jason's parents was totally okay with, like, Jason being gay and everything, like, still regardless, again, for any parent, sus that some random kid that from LA comes to their house, kind of sus. So they had to create a story that their parents would believe. And so Jason and Jimmy decided that Jimmy lived in Wisconsin for a bit, like a year or two, like 2 years ago, like freshman year, and they were both on student council. And so they knew each other from there.
It's so elaborate.
And Jimmy moved back to California. And yeah, and they just kind of got in touch again since they're in LA. And so that was the story that they were going through.
And Jimmy's got to be sure, like, hey, where are you from? Wisconsin. And he's got to, like, know a city.
No. He knew everything. Okay, he knew the city, like, because he lived in the same city as Jason.
Yes, so he has to know.
Yeah, no, yeah. So he knew everything. Okay. Like, he knew everything, yeah. It was very, like, planned out, right?
I would be so scared if I was doing this.
No, he was scared. And so he took his lift. He went there. He goes to see the house. The house is, like, massive. A mansion. Like, it's, like, the way he described it in some pictures I saw, it looked like a $3 million, $5 million house. Like, it had an infinity pool.
Probably, like, the place I went with.
It looked outside. Like, it looked to, the, like, the mountains. It was massive. It was, like, absolutely gorgeous. And so, you know, he went inside, and Jason had two sisters, one that was a freshman, and one I think that was even younger than that, and they were, like, super, super sweet, like, genuine, like, really just kind people, that was just super welcoming. And so, and then also Jimmy met the parents were just super chill, and was, like, glad that, like, you know, Jason had a friend, and so at the same exact time they offered dinner. And so Jimmy was like, sure, of course. And that's when, like, the story started taking place, like, where he
said, this is all build up.
Well, no, not build up, no, but like where he actually, like, recites it basically. Mm. And like the play, like, how did you guys know each other? Like, you know what I mean, like, it's dinner time, you're gonna ask a question. So that's when he started, like, explaining everything.
Acting,
yes.
We're from California, so we all know how to act. We all lie.
Fake people.
Oh, sorry, baby.
And so,
I spilled water on my dog's head. I'm trying to give her water. I love her.
And so, dinner was great. They totally bought it. So that was great. So then, they go upstairs.
Do they know that they're friends at this point, or do they know that they're, like, dating?
Oh, friends.
Oh.
Yeah, friends.
Awkward. Okay. Yeah. They go upstairs.
Yeah. They go upstairs and Jason and Jimmy decide, let's watch a movie
Netflix and chill? Question mark?
With his sister. So. And so basically, this is how, like, the setup was. There was a couch next to the wall. Next to the wall. And Jimmy and Jason were on it. And then the sister was kind of, like, in a chair.
Off to the side,
but it was in front of the couch, so her back was to them.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So she didn't, like, see anything, really. Okay. She's just watching the movie.
It's still kind of awkward.
Yeah. She's just watching the movie, right? So, Jason and Jimmy basically, like, Jimmy is laying next to, like, they're, like, basically cuddling right now, right? And so they have a blanket on top of each other, right? And they're just watching the movie, like, enjoying their time, right? And so things get a little saucy. So it started with, like, holding hands to, like, thigh to, like, other parts.
Please, go into more detail.
I will. Do not worry. And so, so then at, what it called? I think a lot of lovin', I think he said. The sister was like, you know, I'm going to go to bed. Bye, guys.
That's right? So nice for them.
Yeah, no, it was convenient.
I'm invested.
And so, she left, right? And so, this was kind of, like, the one part that Jimmy was kind of, like, iffy about, that he was just, like,
Because, again, he doesn't really know this guy.
Well, they've been chatting for a long time.
Yeah, but, like...
And so...
It's like a child predator could chat with you on, like... You know what I mean?
I guess.
It's still, like, a little... Like, if I never knew you in person, I only talked to you online...
I guess.
It'd be a little sketch.
I guess.
But, like, of course, like, I know he likes him, obviously, but...
Yeah. So. And so then, things got a little even more spicy. So...
They did me on Grindr.
Yes. So, Jason, Oh, sidetrack. Jason also had a boyfriend in Wisconsin, but broke up months ago. Mm-hmm. But however, that ex-boyfriend is still, like, clingy to Jason. Mm-hmm. And so Jason is, like, the reason why I broke up with him was just, he was just so clingy. Like, mm-hmm. It was just too much mm-hmm. for me. But he's still kind of, like, is not over, if that makes sense.
Oh,
so anyway, so now, Jason and Jimmy are still on the couch, kind of, like, fumbling, mingling, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, Jason was, like, I'm not sure which way it was, but he was, like, do you want to give me a BJ? I know.
Wow,
I know. Dandy. If anyone doesn't know what that means, that is a blowjob. Fun fact.
Well, if you don't know what BJ is, they probably wouldn't know what that is, either. You can look up on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, okay. And so... so, you know, as you might assume, Jimmy was like, yes.
Sure. if he said no, bye. He's getting his lift.
That'd be awk. Like, that was the one.
Is he sleeping over at this guy's house? Or
you know, I'm not done. And so he left. Oh, no, so he didn't left. Sorry. So that happened. And then basically after that, they just laid. Like, just relaxing for 45 minutes, just chatting, just having, like, genuine conversations. And not just, like half-ass fake conversations, but, like, it was just, like talking to, like, a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, getting to know someone. So, that's how that was for 45 minutes. And then Jimmy got a text from his dad and was like, hey, like, where are you? It was midnight. Mm-hmm. And so, Jimmy was like, oh, like, heading back right now. So, then he's like, okay, gotta go. Right, so, you know, they hug and they leave. Jimmy goes home that night. Everything's fine. Everything's Gucci. And then the next day, Jason, later in the day, was like, after final schedule, was like, hey, do you want to, like, come over again? But Jimmy was kind of, like, skeptical just because, like, he finessed his dad because it was a graduation party. But, like, I don't know how to finesse it again. Mm-hmm. And also, like... I don't think Jimmy's, like, he himself doesn't have money, like, on him all the time. Like, mm-hmm. like I know, like, we work, for example, but, like, I don't think he, like, mm-hmm. has a lot of money. And so, like, his dad wasn't willing to pay for Lyft. Mm-hmm. And so, basically, Jimmy was told, like, the night he came home, like, the day before, he told one of his friends that... girlfriends, basically, not real girl, you know, friend,
you.
That's a girl. Mm-hmm. I just told him, like, told her everything, right? Because mm-hmm. so, she's really close.
Who
friend.
Was it?
I don't know. It was from Westlake.
Oh, never
mind. And so she said that, like, if you want to hang out with him, like, the following day, like, I can cover up, say that you're coming to my house, like, I'm totally fine, like, you know what I mean? Do not worry about it. Like, mm-hmm. I will help you through this, right?
Would you do that for me, Samuel?
Maybe.
You're feeling nice that day.
Yeah, and so, what was it? Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was like, okay, like, great, thank you so much, right? So Jimmy told his mom, hey, like, going to so-and-so's house, mm-hmm. just to hang out, coming back later, right? And mm-hmm. so the mom was like, okay, sure. That's fine, that's great. And so the one problem was, how was he gonna get there?
That's the question. Wait, I thought Jason was rich. Can he just pay?
Yeah, but I don't think, like, the parents are, like, it's not, like, I don't think he himself, right? It's a vacay case. I don't think he has his debit card on him. And you could ask his parents, and I'm sure the parents will go to the point of paying mm-hmm. for his own ride just to come and visit.
Do you want to go to the gazebo?
Sure. Oh, that's a pretty drink. I think that's a dragon's head. Mm. Sorry, delay. Oh. Here, I can stop. Part two.
We out here. We bank. We gotta be a little quiet.
There's no one around. So, okay. So, do you remember where I left off?
Well, it doesn't matter because for them, it'll be like 1 second.
Yeah, I know. I just forgot.
Oh, you forgot personally.
Okay, I think. Okay.
It's okay. So he's trying to get into his house for the second time. His friend said that she'd cover for him.
Oh, right.
But he doesn't know how to get there.
Okay, so basically, Jimmy. He was like, okay, I need to get a ride, or use Lyft, right? Because no friend is going to just give him a random ride to, Calabasas or Malibu just out of the blue. So he was like, okay, I have to use Lyft. But he was like, how am I going to convince this to his dad? Like, I know he said, like, yeah, he's going to go to his friend's house, but, like, the fact that he used his dad's Lyft was still, like, that's sus, like, because this is a problem when you do Lyft or even do Uber. Like, it says from the, like, when you get the receipt at the end, it says where you started and where you ended and, like, the way back, right? Mm-hmm. So it was odd if Jimmy went to the same house 2 days in a row when he said he was going to two separate houses.
You're right.
So that was the biggest complication. And so Jimmy was like,
I'm gonna walk back to my house so we can change.
Jimmy decided
we're going to a pool party later, guys.
Ooh, party!
Really.
Jimmy said, so basically, Jimmy, you know, it's like he was, you know, being a little risque and decided to go, and so when
his dad's Lyft?
Yeah, his dad's Lyft. Yeah, I think so. And
his dad paid for him.
Well, yeah, it's just on card, so like regardless.
Oh,
just,
so you didn't ask his dad.
No. So he went to the Lyft to his Jason's house. However, he was thinking, okay, just to make it a little bit cheaper, maybe he was like, I'm gonna walk to Westlake High School, like a little bit, like a mile or something. Maybe it might take away a couple of dollars, and then start at that starting point, and then go to his house. It only took away $2 when he walked a mile.
So that's only $30 total, right?
True.
So 17.
Or 32. Oh, no, yeah, no, you're right. And so he was hoping for more, but it was okay. So Jimmy went to Jason's house, and it was even more like a sadder moment for Jimmy, just because he knew this was going to be the last day. Like, he knew, like, that he couldn't keep on lying. He couldn't keep on, like faking to his parents and, like...
I don't understand why Jason couldn't go to Jimmy's house. Or no, not Jay's house, but like, why can't they just go into a restaurant?
I can imagine that it would be hard for not Jimmy, but for Jason's parents if they're doing stuff all the time, just to take like, just to go somewhere like just for. I guess, I don't know.
But it also takes time for him just to chill at their house, for Jimmy to chill at Jason's house.
But Jason's parents are not doing anything. Like, you know what I mean? They just stay there.
Jason's parents aren't doing anything. Why can't Jason himself get up and go to a restaurant with Jimmy?
I don't know.
That's sus.
Anyway. So Jimmy went to Jason's house. They chilled. They mingled. They watched a movie. And they watched Coco. And so they watched an entire movie. And it was like...
That's a decently long movie.
It is. And it's kind of like a sad one, too. And so...
Yeah. Oh, that's a sad movie.
And so... they watched that again, same situation. They had a blanket, you know, little cute moment. They didn't do anything like extra that day, just because they again, they knew it was the last day, and they just didn't think it was, like, it was more, like, a more sentimental and more of, like, just, like, chatting. Yeah, more chatting situation more than just, like, hey, let's get busy.
These flowers are so pretty.
They're really gorgeous. I haven't seen this before.
Uh-huh. These are the best ones. Oh, my God.
No, they're gorgeous.
I would love to with them.
When
did we get some, you know? Like,
probably first part. I don't know. Maybe sports. I like sports people get those.
Why?
Like athletes. Well, athletes always get priority. Not college.
Really. For classes.
Classes and dorms. They get the... Have you seen Tara's dorm?
Yeah, but that's at Georgia where they actually make money for sports.
Well, I'm pretty sure, like most dorms give athletes first priority. Because, like, it's another way to, like, bring them into, like, come to our school. Like, our dorms are, like, we're providing you with this, this, and this. Again, like, compared to a typical dorm.
I feel that D1 or even D2 school, so I feel like here they wouldn't.
Like, I mean, it's not as extravagant, but I still feel like they do give a better edge for, like,
non-athletes would be really pissed off at the very best. Like, those are the very best.
Nah.
I wonder if teachers live there.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
All right, sorry.
So they were chatting for, like, literally the whole entire night until, again, like, midnight again. And so when Jimmy News was like, oh, I forgot. Little sidetrack. Right before Jimmy went to Jason's house that day, he knew that today was the last day that he was going to be seeing Jimmy. And so he was like, he wanted to give Jason something that he will remember Jimmy by. And so Jimmy is a little artistic. And so I don't know if you, like, you know when you write your name in, like bubble letters, but uh-huh. you make it like characters. So like the T is like a wave or something. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So like caricature uh-huh. stuff. Yeah. He did that with I think his Ryan's name. No.
You said you didn't say Jimmy.
Jimmy. His name is Jimmy. Sidetrack. Pause. Erase. With Jimmy.
Vinny, keep going.
And so Jason, he wrote Jason's name. Thank you, Minnie. She just stopped to go to the bathroom.
Right in front of me.
Yeah. And so he did that. And on the back he said, I think he said, like, he said, don't forget me or something.
That's good.
So, or like something cute, right? Uh-huh. Something really cute. And he folded it. He put it in an envelope. And he wrote on the envelope, open in Wisconsin. And so, like, no, it was, like, really cute. I was like, Ryan, you were a romantic. Like, oh, I freaked Jimmy. I'm really messing up, guys. Jimmy. And so.
The other name that we said, that's, like, our code name for him, but his real name is Jimmy.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Think what you want to think. His name is Jimmy. And so Jimmy gave that. He's a romantic, you know. And so, again. Aww. So now fast forward to where I was. They were about to part, and so they gave it, like, it was like a super long hug that they gave, and they kissed goodbye, but it wasn't like, I guess, the typical kiss where it's just like, I guess, a peck. It was more like an intimate, like,
make out.
No, it wasn't necessarily that. I guess they did make out, but it wasn't like, I guess, rough, if that made sense. It was more like a gentle, soft, like, make out, because it was like more intimate. It was like sentimental, if that makes sense, because it was last time. And so
wait, should I wear my hair up or should I wear my hair down?
We're up, because if you're gonna go in the water, right?
Ponytail or bun?
Ponytail. I don't think bun will last.
Should I put in a scrunchie or no?
No, the scrunchie will get wet. And so they parted goodbye, and it was bittersweet for Jimmy. And basically, when it got home, it was, like, the complication was now going back to covering up the story and making sure that there was no...
Jimmy's dad, he just stole his money.
Well, he's going to end up paying him back.
Yeah, but still, it's like...
No, yeah, no, hold on, I'm going to get to that. And so, Jimmy had to clear up with, like, fix it, like, basically clear up the whole entire story of how all this happened. Because mm-hmm. the second day.
Uh-huh.
And so... Again, like I said, with how Lyft works is that it says your beginning destination and your end destination for all your rides. And so he took two rides Jimmy went there to the house, and Jimmy came back from the house. So that was two, like four locations total. Uh-huh. And so the first location started at Westlake High School, just because that's where he walked a mile. I think he would make it slightly cheaper. Mm-hmm. Then the end destination for that was Jason's house. Mm-hmm. Then at night when he was coming, like going home, it started at Jason's house, and then it ended up back at Jimmy's house. So it was odd how there's two different starting points for both rides.
But end at the same place.
Yeah. And
he should have ended like away from Jimmy's house and then walked.
Well, yeah, that was a mistake that he did. And so he had to kind of like, he had to really cover up the story with his dad, and he had to really elaborate. And he said that he's like, I didn't take that ride. Like, I literally went to, I went to my friend's house. Like, you know, like you can call her. Like, I gave you her address and everything. Like, I went to her house. Like, yeah, I know. But I was like, I don't know who, like how that happened. Like, I swear to you, dad, like I didn't do that.
My dad, I don't know. I feel like my dad would have believed that.
And so, again, it was a lot of covering up. Uh-huh. And so his dad is planning on calling the friend that he went to, but the friend was totally okay with covering him up, so it was perfectly fine in the end. And then, however, However, Jimmy was, you know, super, like, he was, even though this was kind of like a, I don't know, I think of it.
Hey, Jay, me and Sam Wall are here.
It's kind of like a forbidden love, not gonna lie. That's what it reminds me of.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, kind of like that. Kind of like that, you know? It was a forbidden love, and it was honestly for a short amount of time. And so, but Jimmy just, like, I'm not explaining as well as Jimmy did, but it was honestly a heartfelt, like a relationship, not a relationship, but like a thing that they had. And Jimmy was honestly really sad and heartbroken that, like, this person that, like, honestly was like such a perfect match compared to like all the people that he's ever dated.
Do you want to like finish this up?
Yeah.
Because I have to take a shower and like shave my legs and stuff.
Okay, I have to go anyway.
Okay.
And so this was like super like, this was like hard for Jimmy or whatever. So he posted a picture on his Instagram with a picture of Jason, saying that like, well, like he'll miss him and his sister, when they move back to Wisconsin for after the vacay. And, that was another complication because his mom also, Jimmy's mom follows him, like, Jimmy, and Jimmy's mom was like, who's this guy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're saying goodbye. I've never seen him before. You can see the tagged, like, because he tagged, obviously, Jason, and, like, you can see that his bio says from Wisconsin, so it's, like, odd. Like, it's very odd. Like, how did you meet this guy? Like, why are you saying goodbye? Like, why are you doing, like, the emoji? And, like, you know, like, his mom never seen Jason before, and so she was super skeptical with that, but in the end, like, Jimmy, like, finessed. Like, he majorly finessed. This is so cute.
And then this is a top. And it's a razorback.
This is so cute.
And look at this.
So, we're looking at bathing suits.
And then, like, the sides are like that.
This is nice.
And
this is the front.
And it kind of cuts kind of close there, which you don't love, but it's fine. It also has cups.
This is so cute.
Thanks. I love it.
That's really cute. Wow, wow, wow.
I tried it on. It looks good. What should I wear over this?
Just literally jeans and a loose shirt.
I feel like jeans might be like hard to get off though.
Well, like short jeans. Shorts.
Oh.
Like this has to be like.
There's a few options.
Okay, and so he, like in the end, regardless, even if like everything's kind of like a sticky situation, he finessed, like major finesse, and I don't know. That was a tea. That was a story. Like he took him about what, an hour and a half maybe to tell me the story, not an hour and a half, maybe an hour. Yeah, those are good, yeah.
Or these?
No, I think these.
These?
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing is that the zipper comes down, but it's fine. You think we'll have a blanket for my leg, so I'll be fine?
Yeah.
Okay. You should probably get going to your house. Yeah. Like, it'd be nice to know early.
That's true.
Bye, Sam.
Bye.
What should I wear for a top?
I don't know. Just anything loose that's easy to throw on. Because, like, regardless, if your swimsuit's going to be wet, your shorts and your shirt are going to get wet if you put it back on. So. Okay. Bye. Hold on. Podcast?
This is warm, but, like, eggs and zip.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Get over my head. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. That's good.
Bye.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye, Minnie. That's the dog. Yeah? Sorry.
Show my boobs?
I don't feel like... No. Okay. You're going to lose them. Bye. Okay. So, that's the story time. This is a two-parter. Yeah, this is, like, not a story about me, but a story about my friend. Yeah, but I don't know, like... It was super cute, super romantic, like, I don't know, I was super, like, it was very sad, like, it was a bittersweet, sad romance, and so, yeah, that is it from Sim Hall and, you know, Bobsey Twins as a whole, and, peace out, Girl Scout.